NPR News.
Wall Street's trading lower at this hour. The Dow is down 627 points. You're listening to NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Charles Schwab, offering investors choices like full-service wealth management, advice, investing, and trading on thinkorswim. Learn more at schwab.com. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. Support for Stardate on KPR comes from the University of Kansas, creating the future one discovery at a time. Information about KU programs and research is at ku.edu. A little tune for you by English composer Haydn Wood, one called Venice, with the subtitle Soft Eyes from a Lattice Window. That was part of a 1937 suite for orchestra called Cities of Romance. We heard the BBC Concert Orchestra, led by Gavin Sutherland. And I'm Jeff Watson. Good to be with you. Classical music continues as we enter the afternoon time. Pianist Eric T. Tawastierna joins us for music by Jean Sibelius and keyboard pieces that collectively are known together as The Flowers. A nice assortment for you coming up. Not to mention Robert Schumann's Not Quite Symphony and Overture, Scherzo, and Finale with the Orchestra of Revolution and Romance. All just ahead. The Radio Symphony Orchestra of Berlin has our next performance by the prolific French composer Camille Saint-Saëns, who had two cello concertos to his name. We'll hear the second, composed in 1902 in the key of D minor. Here's cellist Lynn Harrell with the Radio Symphony Orchestra of Berlin, led by Ricardo Chailly, on Kansas Public Radio. Completed in 1902, the second cello concerto by French composer Camille Saint-Saëns. The cello was played by Lynn Harrell with the Radio Symphony Orchestra of Berlin under conductor Ricardo Chailly today on KPR, where it is now about 12:30. The Orchestra of Revolution and Romance still to come, with music by Robert Schumann. In about 10 minutes, we'll hear his Overture, Scherzo, and Finale. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Audio Reader, hosting Sound Waves, an evening celebrating all things audio, Thursday, November 6th. Featuring speakers from the industry, curated audio equipment, food and drink. Proceeds benefit Audio Reader. More information at reader.ku.edu/audio sale. And the Dole Institute. Dr. Barbara Ballard and Student Advisory Board alum Jesse Burbank moderate healthcare and the U.S. Constitution with Harvard Law's I. Glenn Cohen on October 15th, 7 p.m. More at doleinstitute.org. I know that yesterday afternoon there was some listener appetite for the music of Sibelius. Didn't have quite time for it yesterday, I apologize. But now, pianist Eric T. Tawastierna joins us for a few of Sibelius's keyboard works. Together they're known as The Flowers. Next on KPR. Five pieces for piano by Jean Sibelius, known together as The Flowers. Played by pianist Eric T. Tawastierna. Today on Kansas Public Radio. It's 12:41. News from NPR at the top of the hour, and classical music until 3 p.m. Again this year, KPR's Live Day broadcast is going to present our own Destiny and Mermaiden in a free concert at the Lawrence Public Library on Friday night, October 24th. The admission's free, but seating is limited, so RSVP now at kansaspublicradio.org. Then, hope you can join us for a night of spooky tunes, tales, and bad jokes for Halloween. Friday night, October 24th at 7, presented by Kansas Public Radio. We're joined now by the Orchestra of Revolution and Romance to hear music written by Robert Schumann in 1841. And it's a piece that I call Schumann's Not Quite Symphony, although it does have all the elements of one. It's a three-movement concert orchestral piece comprised of an overture, scherzo, and finale, something that Schumann originally considered to be his second symphony. John Elliott Gardner and the Orchestra of Revolution and Romance, next on KPR. Overture, Scherzo, and Finale. Music for orchestra written in 1841 by Robert Schumann and performed today by the Orchestra of Revolution and Romance, led by John Elliott Gardner, here on Kansas Public Radio. Just about 1 p.m., and in a moment, NPR News. In the next hour, we'll hear music from the finest student of Robert Schumann, Johannes Brahms, and one of the string quintets, plus music for cello by Prokofiev. Support for classical music comes from the KC Civic Orchestra, presenting works by Stravinsky, Tchaikovsky, Debussy, and Mendelssohn on Sunday, October 12, 3 p.m., at the Midwest Trust Center, open to the public, but reservation required at kccivic.org.
Next time, you'll join me for KPR Presents, 6 o'clock Sunday evening on Kansas Public Radio.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute, K210 CR in Atchison, and K258BT in Manhattan, and always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Points. You're listening to NPR News from Washington.
Support for NPR comes from Fisher Investments. Fisher is committed to helping clients stay on track to reach their financial goals and enjoy a comfortable retirement. FisherInvestments.com. Investing in securities involves the risk of loss. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. Beginning with the Hungarian Philharmonic Orchestra, led by conductor Richard Kapp, and a march from the Trojans, from Hector Berlioz, on Kansas Public Radio. Good afternoon. Welcome once again. I'm Jeff Watson, and classical music continues here on a Friday afternoon. Coming up later, the London Philharmonic, along with cellist Stephen Isolis, bring us the final work from Sergei Prokofiev, his cello concertino. That and much more still to come. Classical music continues till 3 this afternoon. Kansas Public Radio would like to thank local businesses like Limestone, Taylor's Donuts, and Delicious Del Sur for supporting KPR by generously donating food during our membership drive. Next on KPR, we have some chamber music. The Amadeus Quartet and violist Cecil Aronowitz with music by Johannes Brahms. This was completed in 1890. It's a piece that Brahms intended to be his last piece of music, something that turned out not to be the case, but he intended this nevertheless as a swan song for everything his career had been. It's his string quintet, number 2 in G major, known as the Prater Quintet. And the Amadeus Quartet has the performance next on Kansas Public Radio. A performance by the Amadeus Quartet with the music by Johannes Brahms. And his string quintet, number 2 in G major, completed in 1890. Here on Kansas Public Radio. It is 1:37, a little over 20 minutes until our next NPR news update, and classical music to enjoy until 3 p.m. Later on tonight at 7, it's Friday, and you know what that means. Film Music Friday with Daryl Brogdon from 7 to 9. We're doing everything by the book on tonight's program, tonight featuring films based on best-selling books. We've got music from Giant, Gone with the Wind, 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea, and more. Join Daryl Brogdon tonight from 7 to 9 for Film Music Friday on Kansas Public Radio. Support for classical music comes from the Dole Institute. Dr. Barbara Ballard and Student Advisory Board alum Jesse Burbank moderate Health Care in the U.S. Constitution with Harvard Law's I. Glenn Cohen on October 15, 7 p.m. More at doleinstitute.org. And the University of Kansas, devoted to improving the lives of Kansans, Americans, and people everywhere through discoveries in health, technology, the environment, and more. Information about KU Research is at ku.edu. And now we arrive at the London Philharmonic Orchestra. And what they have for us is music written by Sergei Prokofiev. In fact, it's the final thing that Sergei Prokofiev ever wrote, a cello concertino, which he wrote in 1953 for the cellist Mstislav Rostropovich. It's a work that unfortunately was left unfinished at the time of Prokofiev's passing in 1953, but he left detailed notes and instructions for Rostropovich on how the piece was to be concluded, with which he, with the help of Dmitri Kabalevsky, eventually pieced together the final work. And we'll hear it now, the cello concertino with the London Philharmonic, led by Andrew Litton, with cellist Stephen Iserlis, on Kansas Public Radio. The final work by Sergei Prokofiev, from 1953, his cello concertino in G minor, performed for us by cellist Stephen Iserlis, with the London Philharmonic Orchestra, led by Andrew Litton, on KPR, where it is almost 2 p.m. and just about time for NPR News. The next hour's classical music brings us a Haydn symphony, music for cello by Dvorak, and much more still to come. Join us for All Things Considered today from 3 to 7 at your place to find NPR News. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute, as well as online anytime for you at kansaspublicradio.org.
Listening to NPR News from Washington.
Support for NPR comes from ARM, committed to delivering innovative advanced computing designed to enable worldwide companies to unleash the capabilities and experiences of AI. The future of AI is built on ARM. ARM.com. We're live, we're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. The BBC Philharmonic there, and a short intermezzo for strings in G minor by composer Anton Arensky. And I'm Jeff Watson, and classical music continues on a Friday afternoon for a little while longer. Before All Things Considered rolls around at 3 p.m., we've got music for cello and piano in the form of a Polonaise by Antonín Dvořák. Not to mention the National Symphony Orchestra of Ireland with a symphonic suite from 1910 that was all about Irish soldiers. We'll hear Hamilton Hardy's With the Wild Geese, all just ahead. Kansas Public Radio's classical music continues, and thanks for being with us today. The Berlin Philharmonic has our next performance. Simon Rattle's the conductor, and as I promised in the last hour, it's a symphony by Franz Joseph Haydn. There are many to choose from. Being over 100 symphonies by Haydn, what we'll hear was one written in 1787, known as it's Haydn's 88th Symphony. Not one that has a special nickname associated with it, although it used to be referred to as the letter V. Symphony number 88 in G on KPR. The Berlin Philharmonic, conducted by Simon Rattle, in Symphony number 88 in G, completed in 1787 by Franz Joseph Haydn, here on Kansas Public Radio. A minute now before 2:30, and ahead in the second half of the hour is the National Symphony Orchestra of Ireland, and Hamilton Hardy's suite from 1910 with the Wild Geese, in just about 10 minutes' time. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Pines Garden and Market, promoting the 2025 Caw Valley Field Day, a celebration of soil, farmers, food, and community, October 11th at the Shirk Farm in North Lawrence. Details at CawValleyFieldDay.com. And KJHK, celebrating their 50th birthday with a local music festival in Lawrence. Lawrence bands from across the decades will perform at 7 venues, Friday, October 17th and Saturday, October 18th. Tickets at Granada.com. Next, we're joined by cellist Heinrich Schiff and pianist Elizabeth Leonskaya. This is from Antonín Dvořák Polonaise for cello and piano on Kansas Public Radio. Polonaise for cello and piano music by Antonín Dvořák, as played by cellist Heinrich Schiff and pianist Elizabeth Leonskaya, here on Kansas Public Radio. It is about 2:39. At 3 p.m., we'll bring you all things considered from NPR News. Later tonight at 7 p.m., Daryl Brogdon is your host for Film Music Friday. Tonight, with a program that is, so to speak, by the book, we'll have music from films all based on classic novels. Film Music Friday tonight from 7 to 9 here on Kansas Public Radio. Also happening tonight at 7:30, a performance at Bale's Organ Recital Hall at the Lead Center with organist Olivier Latrie, organist of Notre Dame and currently the William T. Kemper Artist in Residence. He has a program of organ music tonight with work by Johann Sebastian Bach, César Franck, Maurice Duruflé, and others. This is tonight at 7:30 p.m. at Bale's Organ Recital Hall at the Lead Center. You can find out more and how to attend at lead.ku.edu. Now, tomorrow afternoon, they say a picture is worth 1,000 words, or in this case, 11 pictures worth thousands of notes. Here are pictures at an exhibition by Mussorgsky during Classics by Request with Destiny. That is tomorrow afternoon from 1 to 4 p.m., along with Habanera's Bolero and Fantasies that were all a part of this week's requests. You can help Destiny start planning next week's request by going to kansaspublicradio.org/classicsbyrequest. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on assistance for immigrants and refugees, or AIR, a volunteer group sponsoring refugee resettlement in Lawrence and assisting with housing, jobs, social services, and education. Information at AIRefugeesLawrence.org. The National Symphony of Ireland has our next performance, with a suite written for the Cardiff Festival in 1910 by Hamilton Hardy, and a musical commemoration of Irish soldiers and the Battle of Fontenoy in 1745. We'll hear With the Wild Geese on KPR. The 1910 Irish suite known as With the Wild Geese by composer Hamilton Hardy. We heard the National Symphony Orchestra of Ireland with the performance today on Kansas Public Radio. Just about 3 p.m., and with that, time for me to say good afternoon to you. Thanks for joining me for classical music on a Friday afternoon. I'm Jeff Watson, and we'll visit again at noon on Monday. Keep it tuned right here for All Things Considered, and later tonight at 7 p.m., Film Music Friday with Daryl Brockton. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute, as well as online at kansaspublicradio.org, or tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. It's 3 o'clock.